It's 8:50. Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending February 7th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year 3.0, next year 2.7, corn this year 36.7, next year 1.9, soybeans this year 12.1, next year 0.1. We'll discuss the implications for those numbers on the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher today on expected demand for Friday and Saturday. Terminals are called steady to firm with tops from $35 to $44. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, February 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,606 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $46 to $57. The weighted average, $54.75, a gain of 23 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.90 to $45.50. The weighted average, $43.16. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 24,839. The base price range was $47 to $60.70. The weighted average, $57.75, a gain of 84 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.50 to $45.75, and the weighted average was $43.08. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We have some reports of restricted rainfall across Brazil. Warmer temperatures occurred in the crop areas for Brazil yesterday and early this morning. That's highly beneficial. Strengthening high pressure aloft is responsible for decreasing rain intensity and frequency this week, and this trend will remain in place through the first half of next week, and that will be a big improvement for the crop and field conditions there after many areas have been a little bit on the wet side. Weakening high pressure and an atmospheric disturbance that will move through Argentina during mid to late week next week will increase shower and thunderstorm activity, especially across southern and western Brazil, before lifting to the northeast towards the end of next week. And a period of quieter weather will evolve for the end of February, although daily showers and thunderstorms will continue in about half of the nation with light rain resulting. Overall, the pattern across Brazil looks favorable for the development of summer crops. In Argentina, there have been some minor adjustments made to the forecast. Sunday through Tuesday will be the wettest period, with a few showers lingering into the middle of next week. Any rain that does occur today through Saturday, not likely to have much effect. Temperatures will be trending warmer. Highs Friday through Monday, generally looking at middle 80s to the middle 90s. A few hotter areas may occur far north in Argentina early next week, with rain early next week impacting almost the entire nation, looking at about an 85 to 90% coverage of anywhere between 0.2 inches all the way up to a few locations picking up between 1 inch and 2 inches. Returning drier bias is expected towards the latter portion of next week and into the end of the month. Most showers that occur during the period will be erratic with light precipitation, leading to net drying for most areas across Argentina. But generally, the weather remains favorable for summer crop development there. Warmer temperatures through the weekend and into early next week will accelerate drying, leading to some firming of the topsoil there. And the rain early next week, it will be very important. If it does fail to develop, there may be some greater stress on the crops in late season later this month. Back to the U.S., the Midwest. Today's forecast, wetter for the eastern Corn Belt for this weekend and into early next week than that of the past 2 days. The storm system previously expected to skirt the lower Midwest is now expected to move through the heart of the Midwest, bringing significant precipitation to much of the region Saturday through Monday. Rivers and streams already at their crest will expect to rise above flood stage once again due to widespread and, in some locations, heavy rainfall as it develops. It does look like the Wednesday into Thursday and Friday of next week There will be another weather system that comes in that could bring some precipitation to the eastern Corn Belt, while widespread rain and snow is expected to worsen the ongoing flooding there. As far as the Delta in the southeast, where drought has remained a problem, although they have had some moisture there, the rainfall will provide. They do have lessing of the forecast for precipitation this weekend as that system moves a little further north, and that's the one we just talked about for the heart of the Midwest. That rainfall provide a small improvement to the water supply shortage in the driest areas of the southeast, but soil moisture will remain abundant, and the outlook for early planting across the U.S. Delta and the southeast is quite favorable. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 10.52 and 3 quarters, up 11 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 33. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.09 and a half, up 18. Last trade up 27. July, 9.09 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 18 and a quarter. December, 9.25, up 5. Last trade up 15. March corn opened at 4.97, unchanged. Last trade up 5 and a quarter. July, 5.19 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 5. December, 5.19 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 5 and a quarter. December of 2009, 4.97, unchanged. Last trade up 3. March beans opened at 13.33 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 15. July, 13.59 and a quarter, up 3. Last trade up 14 and a quarter. November, 12.73, up 2. Last trade up 15. March soybean meal opened at 353.30, up 150. Last trade up 270. March soybean oil opened at 56.39, up 13. Last trade up 74. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, it was a export sales report that looked to me to be a little light, but I wonder how much of it is a holiday factor, and more to the point, how much will traders view it as a holiday factor?
I think they will view it as a holiday factor. China is in their lunar holiday, and they're certainly a huge factor. They've been buying at least a third, if not a half, of the beans each week. On the bean side, Dave, we'll still be up 10 to 15 cents, I think, at the outset with a strong overnight market. Export bookings came in at just over 12 million bushel on old crop and just a hair on new crop. The NOPA, the Oil Processors Association, crush report came in a little bit on the light side. People were looking for a slowdown in crush because particularly the meal side hasn't held up on these crush margins. We came in at 152.4 million bushels crushed during the month of January. Trade was looking for something a little higher than that.
So looking to you like the soybean charts are flagging in a formation?
I think the bean charts had an upside breakout yesterday when we took out the last overnight when we took out the last 3 days' highs, and we ought to see some continued follow-through to at least test the spike highs that we made last week.
Wheat, 3 million metric ton, million bushels this week. That must be a market year low.
Yeah, I think it is. We had almost 3 million bushels, however, of new crop, so when you add the two together, it doesn't look all that low. The trade wasn't looking for a whole lot there. Very ordinary buyers, Japan, Colombia, steady, maybe four better in the wheat.
What about the corn today?
On the corn side, corn did hold yesterday above last week's low. I think that is a confidence booster for trade, and that's why we saw the overnight trade higher. Export bookings came in at just under 37 million bushel, old crop just under 9 million bushel on the new. We'll be up maybe 5 or 6 cents.
With the wheat finally trading, does corn then begin to look at its own fundamentals again?
I think, yes, I think they will. And with the beans holding together, particularly on the bull spreads, that's probably supportive on the corn as well.
All right. What about over at CME Group Livestock?
At the livestock trade, we'll see the futures market lower. Cash cattle haven't shown up today. Rising cutouts, though, do suggest higher cash prices. But the board prices broke through an uptrending support line yesterday. We'll be down 10 to 40 cents there. In the hogs, cash strength, again, hasn't spilled into the board trade. Looking for a little lower Saturday kill. The futures market will be down 20, maybe as much as 50.
People you work with are in a wait-and-see mode at this point?
Pretty much. Looking for how much new crop wheat should I be selling, how much new crop corn or beans should I sell at higher levels.
Thank you much, Ellen, for all of your good work. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. On our website at WILLAG.org, we've now got all the numbers from the USDA's Economic Research Service reports. You can go to them this morning and click on them and see what you think. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.